Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. It's not surprising that Paul spoke so clearly about the need to care for the teachers in the early church. They had a crucial role. And if they were not supported by the financial gifts of the church members, they would starve. The Galatian Christians needed to be reminded of their responsibilities. When Paul wrote to his young colleague Timothy, he referred to the need to show respect for church leaders and to ensure that they were well paid. He used an interesting verse from the Old Testament to support his view. It goes like this: "You must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain." That comes from Deuteronomy chapter 25. Perhaps you haven't thought of comparing your church leader to an ox, but the point was clear. The church members needed to accept the responsibility to provide for their teachers and leaders. Churches are far more organized these days, and most churches have a very thoughtful and responsible way of financing and supporting their ministers. But it's still important for church members to be alert to their responsibilities. I've known many ministers suffer significantly because of the thoughtlessness of church members who have simply assumed that their leaders were well provided for, unaware of financial and housing needs. Some have even thought it was appropriate for their church leaders to suffer as part of their Christian calling. Such immoral thinking is deeply shocking, and happily, I sense that it's increasingly rare. Everyone, whatever their work, needs to be well cared for in order to be truly effective. Christian teachers and leaders are no different. We all need to accept our part of the responsibility for ensuring, in the words of the Apostle Paul, that all good things are shared with them. So let me ask you a question. Are you convinced that your own church leaders are well provided for? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for our church leaders. Help us to always do what we can to ensure that they receive all the support and encouragement that they need. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.